The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I say the Lord will bless you again in Jesus' name. I know the way I'm dancing. Some people are wondering, is this man really fasting? It's more intense than you think it is. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. Well, I was speaking this morning in the second service on assessing the miraculous via prayer and fasting, part two. Assessing the miraculous via prayer and fasting, part two. You have been designed, beloved, to operate in the miraculous. That is God's will and God's plan for you. He wants you to do well. He wants you to excel. He wants His glory to be seen upon your life. That is your heritage. And one of the major factors that brings this to place is prayer and fasting. Is prayer and fasting. In Psalm 65 verse 2, the Bible says, O thou that heareth prayers, unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that answered prayers, unto you shall all flesh come. So, we have been designed for prayer and for fasting. It is not normal not to be prayerful and not to be fastingful. Because that's the way God designed us. He designed us in such a way that we cannot live alone without Him. We have been built to depend on Him. John 15 verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. John chapter 15 and verse 5. So prayer is essential. Fasting is also essential. What is prayer? Prayer is spoken and unspoken address to God. Spoken and unspoken address to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I'll be using different scriptures from the ones I used in the first service. And I'll be giving you different points from the one. First service and second service are not the same. Always different. And in this service also, scriptures different from first service all through to second service. Prayer is spoken and unspoken word given to God. Number two, definition of prayer, which I did not give you in the first service, is prayer is a spiritual channel for connecting with help from God. Prayer is the spiritual channel for connecting with help from God. Somebody will connect with help from God today. Somebody will connect with help from God today. What is fasting? Fasting is denying yourself food and other forms of comfort to seek the face of God. Fasting is denying yourself food and other forms of comfort to seek the face of God. And prayer and fasting remains a very important factor, beloved, to access the miraculous. If your desire is to access the miraculous, you must not hate prayer, neither must you hate fasting. Quickly this morning, things to note about prayer and fasting. In the first service, I told us your spiritual health is confirmed by your prayer and fasting. If you want to know the temperature of the spiritual life of a person, try to measure and look at his prayer life and the fasting life. That will show you the temperature. That's why a person can be in even three departments and not be spiritual, be very carnal. A person can be doing many things, but because the person doesn't like praying, and because the person doesn't like fasting, carnality will still be there. Number two things to note about prayer is that prayer and fasting is not a delegatable responsibility. You can't delegate it to somebody. Number three, prayer and fasting is a major tool for developing intimacy with God. If you want to be close to God, you develop intimacy with Him through prayer. You develop intimacy with Him through prayer. You want to talk to Him all the time. And number four, difficult problems are solved via prayer and fasting. Difficult problems are solved via prayer and fasting. And we mentioned Matthew 9 verse 29. That's Mark actually. It's Mark 9:29 and Luke 17:21. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. Mark 9:29 and Matthew 17 verse 21. I want to go further again this morning. Things to note about prayer and fasting number five is that prayer and fasting is the weapon for the battle weapon of the believer. I call it here the GPMG of the believer. The general purpose machine gun of the believer. With prayer and fasting, you are battle ready. With prayer and fasting, you bring down demons and their forces for cheap. All these ones, they are still pursuing your dream, waking you up in your dream, this one and that one. It's because of lack of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is a weapon for war. In the name of Jesus, you will never be a casualty in the warfare of life. And life is a warfare and not a funfare. Life is a... That's why I laugh when I see people that take life as if life is just a joke. Life that if you finish this life, after this death is judgment. There's no part two. If you allow witches and wizards and demons to destroy your life and your home, you cannot say, okay, tomorrow, next, when I come back again, then I'll make... You can't say that. Just this one life. You can't toy with it. Prayer and fasting is the weapon of war in the battles of life. Number, what am I now, beloved? Number six. Thank you for following me. Thank you very much. Number six. Prayer and fasting grants you access. Did I give you this earlier? Privileges? Privilege to join testifiers? Okay. So let me just say that again. Prayer and fasting gives you access and the privilege to join the testifiers. If it's a long time you testify, it's a long time you engage in intense fasting and praying. If it's a long time you testify, it's a long time you engage in intense fasting and praying. Because it is fasting and praying that breaks limitations. It is fasting and praying that removes the limitations. It is fasting and praying that dislodges the wickedness of the wicked over your life. If your desire is to get testimonies regularly, quickly, consistently, and all the time, then you must love fasting. Examples of those who access the miraculous through fasting. In the first service, I gave us two people. Anna. And who was the second person? Elijah. In this second service, I will give us another two. The first I'll be giving us is Daniel. In the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Daniel was into prayer 3 times a day, despite the fact they said they are going to throw him inside the lion's den if he prays. Daniel was addicted to praying. He could not but pray. They said they will remove you as a president if you pray. He said, forget it, I will pray. Now Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house. They said anybody that bows to any other person will be thrown into the lion's den. He now went into his house and he opened his window in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He knelt upon his knee 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime, as he used to do before. This same Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, fasted for 21 days. He was given to fasting. Daniel 9, 1 to 3. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realms of Chaldeans. Go on. In the first year of the reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the destruction of Jerusalem. Go on. Verse 3. And I set my face upon the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. He was a man given to prayer. No wonder he rose from ashes and rose to the throne. Because he was a fugitive where he was. He was not meant to be anybody. Daniel was not meant to be anybody. He climbed through prayer and fasting. He climbed the ladder of success through prayer and fasting. The Bible says there are 3 presidents who were over 120 nations. Daniel was the first among the 3 of them. That's why they hated him so much. Somebody that was a nobody. He was a man that became strong and relevant in several kingdoms because he was given to fasting and prayer. Friends, if your desire is to operate in the miraculous, you must not hate fasting and prayer. If your desire is to get to where you have destined, where God has destined you for, then you must not hate fasting and you must not hate praying. The second example I'll be giving us this morning is Esther. Esther was an orphan. She didn't have anybody to help her in life. Because somebody will say that maybe this. No, you don't need anybody's help. You need the help of God. Men only help you when God has helped you. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. A queen. Say, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. But you know she didn't perish. She took the risk of fasting 3 days at a stretch, just to seek the face of God. Just to access the face of God. Just to ask God, God, where is your face on this matter? And she received favor. Well, you are the next person that will be receiving favor. I say you are the next person that will be receiving favor. You are the next person that will be receiving favor. I've done over syllables here. I wanted to give you just 2 names. 2 examples. I didn't know I prepared for 4. But that one will be for another time. Since I gave us 2 in the first service, I will not want to give us more than another 2 in the second service. Praise God. Well, having said that, beloved, you must realize nobody becomes greater than the level of his prayer and fasting. Do you know that even people who are in the other religion, they take their fast very, very serious. They take their fast very, 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 very serious. They don't play with their fasting period. They take their fasting period very serious. During that period, you never see any of them in any rubbish place. You see them very gentle like this. That 30 days, they take it very serious. What's happening to present day believers? What's happening to present day believers? Is it laziness? Is it oppression of the devil that doesn't want us to fulfill what God wants for us for the year? What is happening to present day believers? Is it comfort? We have now become so comfortable. We are rich now. All your goals have been met. What's happening? Or are we ignorant of the importance of fasting? Anyway, whichever way it is, God is setting us free this morning. I say God is setting us free this morning. He that the Son of God shall set free, shall be free indeed. Ways to answer prayer during fasting and prayer. In the first service, I gave us how many? Four. In the first service, I told us, if you want your prayers to be answered during fasting, be born again. Don't live in sin. You can't continue in sin and expect the grace of God to continue. Romans chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 8 verse 8. Anyone fasting and at the same time still involved in sin is not fasting. Because fasting will not make you sin. Sin will not make you fast. Fasting will draw you, push you away from sin. Sin will push you away from fasting. That's the way it is. Number two way to answer prayer during fasting is be thankful for past benefits received. Be thankful for past benefits received. Be grateful to God for past benefits received. Everything God has done for you in the past. Look at what that wonderful lady did this morning. She recollected 3 years ago, God did something for her. And she noted it again this morning. That's how to handle God. That's how to handle God. Anything God has done for you, you keep thanking Him for it. I have two registers in my study. Two. Where I note, I call it testimony books. There are one for testimony, special testimonies in the ministry. And there are one that are personal, family, and all that. I check them all the time. I still check them this year, early this year. Where I note notable things. So from time to time, I will bring it out and say, Father, so that I can, you know, men, we are forgetful. We can forget. So I will bring it. Oh, thank God. 3 years ago, I escaped accident. Oh, wonderful. I needed help. God sent help to me. 7 years ago, I needed to do something urgently and God raised the finance. Oh, so that's how to do it. Keep thanking God. You will never lack miracles. Keep thanking God. Keep being grateful. You will never lack testimonies. But when even the one He did for you, just this January, you are already forgetting it. Just this January 1st, you have already forgotten it. And one thing I have discovered, beloved, is that no matter how tough things are, God will always leave a space for thanksgiving. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. No matter how bad things are, God will always leave a place for you to see where you should thank Him. If you lost something, you didn't lose everything. It's because you are still alive. That's how you do it. You lost something. If you don't have money, maybe you are not so buoyant and all that, but you might have health. You have health. You have good people that love you, that you know. Those ones are even more than money sometimes. So God will always give you an avenue to thank Him. Exploit that avenue. And by God's grace and privilege, that's what we do all the time. And that's why it looks as if there's something special that we are doing. There's something special that we are doing. It's just a heart that is permanently grateful. Permanently grateful to God. Challenges notwithstanding, situations notwithstanding, permanently grateful to God for his help, for his assistance, and for his grace that has continued to sustain us. The grace of God and the mercy of God will continue to sustain you also in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Number three, way to answer prayers is find and confirm God's will concerning your prayer and your fasting. What is God's will concerning this matter? You must find out his will so that you don't pray against God's will. Is that what God wants you to do? Is it God's will that you should relocate from where you are now? Is that God's will? Have you prayed about it? Because if you are traveling to a foreign land and you have to lie to get a visa, you have to lie to buy a ticket, you have to lie at the airport that you are somebody else, as in you are using somebody else's passport, you have to lie when you get there to be able to live and sustain yourself, your life is a lie. God did not send you there. Because anything God will do for you, he will do it clean. You don't need to be lying. So if you are going somewhere and then you have to go and you have your own wife, you have to marry another person's wife, and then you have to stay together for 3 years. And is it possible to stay together? So you say, we are staying together, but we are doing nothing. Hey, is it possible to put a monkey and banana together and there would be nothing? You put monkey here, you put banana here, and you say there's nothing. The monkey will be looking at the banana like that. Hey, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Don't live a lie. Find out God's will. That's why we pray. Father, what is your will for me this year? What are you saying this year? Should I start this business? Should I go this way? Should I resign from federal service and start my business? Should I continue in this business for some time? Well, what do you want me to do, Father? How do I become a better father? How do I become a better pastor, a better husband, a better friend? How do I run my life this year? He will give you, he'll show you what to do. You must sit down in fasting to find out the will of God. People just take decision. Your name is Beauty. My name is Benjamin. Since BBB started, the two of our names, I'm from so-so place. Let's go for introduction. And that's all. I knew that the person that we marry, it will be B. Since I'm Benjamin, then you are Beauty. Eh? Oh, sorry. There's a Benjamin here. Maybe I should use another name. There is a... Which name do I use now? Okay, let me use Goliath. I'm Goliath. You are Goliath. Eh? And... Eh? Gogata. Praise the Lord. See, don't gamble with your life. Fast and pray. Don't gamble with your life. Fast and pray. I told the story before. I was working in a particular organization, a very massive organization, many years ago. And I wanted to move to, I sensed that it was time to move to another organization. And I went to seek the face of God. And God said, yes, it was time. And so another organization was, two organizations were pursuing me at the same time to join them. One of them is one of the first three in Nigeria. It's a multi-billion dollar organization. Was pursuing me to come and work with them. And the other one too was doing the same. So I spoke to my wife. I said, let's pray. Let's fast. Let's ask God, which of these two do I choose? The first one looks very rosy because my friend was also the one of the top bosses there. So I felt that this one would be very... But God said, no! That's not my plan for you. Is this smaller one that you have to work very... That other one, you have to work so hard. I remember when I joined that other one, I will work When I get home in the night, I cannot walk. My two legs will be aching me because of so much work and driving. He gave me 1504 then with clutch, hard clutch. You press it like this, the thing will press. Your nerve will first go down. Wah! By the time you bring it up like this, the thing will go to your brain straight. But God said, that's where I'm sending you to. As I obeyed, went to that one. The first one, big as it is, that's how the thing came down. And that other one, God bless us tremendously from there. And that was the exact place that our change of level started. You need to spend time with God. You need to spend time with God. Don't just be hopping. Don't just be hopping everywhere. I'm doing this. I'm selling this. I'm selling that. You can't just be doing just anything. It's a new day for you today. 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 Number four. Beloved, I'm speaking to you this morning on ways to answer prayers and during fasting and prayer. Number four is be specific. Don't be ambiguous in your prayer. Tell God. Women, there's nothing bad in telling God the kind of man you want. I want somebody that fears God. I want somebody that will love me. I love me so much. That will just... There's nothing bad in that. Ladies, is there anybody here that would not want a man that loves him? Huh? Huh? Answer me now. Everybody wants somebody that will love them. Everybody. So, tell God. So, immediately, the guy, you start dating the guy. And the guy said, timber your belt for him. Timber your belt for him. Oh, Momisha. Timber your belt for him. Was I the mommy? Immediately, you hear that, you say, no. Because him mumble on so call it day. No. Then you say, ma will a bother that you? Don't bother yourself. Just leave it there. God will be with you. God will give you your own wife. You carry your handbag. Gently and graduously. And go your way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm supposed to be very serious this morning. You are making me laugh. This prayer period, though, I'm not supposed to be. Let's go. Let's be serious. Number five, ways to answer prayers, which I did not mention in the first service, is be bold in your declarations. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Boldness is required in prayer. Speak to God, is your Father. I've often said here that God loves you. How many of you have heard me say that God loves you? God is not a wicked person. The way many people paint God, as if he is about to kill you now. What you did that time, he wants to kill you now. It's not like that. We'll speak more about that tomorrow when we are talking about God's mercy. It's a service you must not miss tomorrow. Because what many things cannot do, mercy will do it. So when you are coming to God in prayer, you must arm yourself with points and come boldly. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Father, my light must shine. My light must shine. Matthew 5 verse 16, let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Maybe you have read the scripture. It is that same scripture you used to talk to him. Father, this is what your word says. If somebody is not alive again, and the person has a will, he doesn't need to come back alive before they will say this will that he has written must be executable. Jesus doesn't need to come here again. God has already written his will here. Once you know it, go boldly. Anything you have seen in this Bible is your own. You don't need my permission. Are you listening to me now? Because pastors, you must be careful. We are not gods. We are servants of God. That's why a pastor's head must remain correct. That's why you see us just doing we didn't even go to school. Because we are servants. Come boldly to him. What you have discovered in the world, you can war with it to any level. You are looking for children. And it's, the Bible says that none shall be barren. And you cannot war with it. Anything you want is in this Bible. War with it. Stay there on the floor. Let sweat be dropping there on the floor. Father, I'm not leaving this place. You must answer me. My Father, my God, my Savior, my supporter, my Redeemer, my Helper, my Provider, my God, and I believe in you. You stay there. This is what I'm requesting from you. Oh yes, you must speak to me, Father. You are not a deaf God. You are a merciful God. I'm not going anywhere except you bless me. God loves such people. Quickly, he will respond. My prayer for you is that in this season, may you take your life very serious. I say, may you take your life very serious. Say a louder amen. Yesterday, my wife needed my phone to call our children and to do some other things. I did not even remember that my phone was with her. Because phone is not my priority during this period. The phone was there. It was when I got home in the night. I said, it's my phone. He said, the phone is with me. Friends, this is a period of seriousness. Engaging yourself maximally to take advantage of the period. My prayer for you is that the grace that is required to maximally utilize this period, take it this morning in the name of Jesus. Number six way to answer prayers is be kingdom-minded in your prayers. 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 Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Anytime you are praying, ensure, have I come down in this second service? Okay, I'm coming down again. Praise God. Praise God. You know, up there, coming down here, up there, coming down. It's one exercise on its own. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we are yet going to build bigger auditoriums. We are going to yet build bigger auditoriums. To the glory of Jesus. I say to the glory of Jesus. If not because students are not around now, you know that we have a problem here already. If students were here fully, as the students were on ground fully, you know that we don't have place. Any, there's no space here anymore. So, seek the kingdom of God's interest. Seek the interest of God when you are praying. That's one of the secrets to getting your prayer answered. When you list your prayer, make God's thing first. Thank him. Father, I thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for my wife, my children. Thank you for my husband. Thank you. Father, your kingdom first. That's how to do it. It says, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That's how to get God. I'm seeing some wonderful faces I've not seen for some time. God bless you. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is God's will on earth? Winning souls. That's how to get God. But if you got God, Father, I thank you. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Pajero Jeep. 2021 model. Oh Jesus, I need 7 freezer for my new shop. Oh God, I need 7 new suits. Black, red, green. This one, turquoise. That's what I need. Oh God, I need a boy. Fine boy as my husband. He must be tall, rich, loaded with dollars, pounds, and euro. You say, okay, well done. It's a good thing, but that's not how to pray to get quick answers. If you want quick answers, you first start with his kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Father, win more souls into your kingdom. Father, bless more people in your... Give testimonies. Let the pregnant deliver safely. You touch on those areas that affects others and affects the expansion of God's kingdom. You are made. You have already entered God's favorite list like that. It's unfortunate. By nature, human beings, we are selfish. We want our own first. We were taught this and we have used it over the years. It has worked for us. It has worked for us. May it work for you. May it work for you. May it work for you. Once the interests of God's kingdom becomes paramount in your heart, you have become one of God's favorites. As you are calling it, the thing will be answering. Before you call anything, God has said, okay, it looks like you have a boy already. Let me give you a girl. It looks like you have it. You are living in a 3-bedroom flat, rented. Let me give you your own house, the first one. You didn't ask. Let me give you the first one. Then 4-bedroom flat comes. And later he says, you can't be in this kind of house and be driving a car you have been using for a long time. I'll give you one car. I'll give your wife also one. You didn't ask for all these things. You were just asking for God's kingdom. Asking that the word of God should be spread. People should be blessed in the house of God. People should not come and go back the same. If you write 20 prayer points, don't let all the 20 be on yourself alone. It's not a good way to be a believer. My prayer for someone here today is that the grace to do this is given to you in Jesus' name. I'm on number one now. Number seven is have faith in God if you want your prayers answered. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to see God. Have faith. When you are praying and fasting, believe him. Believe him. What is the essence of praying to somebody that we don't believe in? It's not normal. Praying to somebody that you doubt him. He loves you. He is only looking for your... How many of us were here on Wednesday when I spoke on faith? If you were not here, you need to get a CD. It's a very serious message. What? Why will somebody be a Christian and not believe the person who is Christ, the essence of Christianity itself? If you are praying to him, believe him. If you believe that something is in this expectation and is going to come to pass, believe him and start taking steps towards it. You have it here. You want babies this year. This week, buy your first set of baby clothes. You believe God for international travel? Go to Nigeria Immigration and collect your passport. Nobody will give you visa inside exercise book. Nobody will give you an exercise. I want to give you visa. Please bring your exercise book. Let me give you visa inside. Is this your passport? Hello. You say you have business. You want to connect with dollars, and you've not opened the domestic account. Would they pay your dollar inflow into your naira account? If you want dollar inflow, you have to have a domestic account. Those are steps of faith. Those are steps of faith. I take some steps sometimes. My wife would just look at me. She would just shake her head and say, as if, but that's just it. You have to dear God. You have to show you believe in Him. The person we are talking about is not a kid. He's not a small boy. He can do and undo. He can bless. He can change lives. He doesn't need anybody's permission to change your story. He doesn't need to call a committee before you will change your status. That's your small business that you are inside the house, they are phoning you, come and do some small job. Within 72 hours, you can change your status with one contract. I'm about to prophesy now. There are some people here this morning. Between now and end of January, your story would have changed totally. Between now and end of January 2021, your story would have changed totally. Between now and end of January 2021, your story would have changed totally. Say a bigger amen. Please take your seat. But you must have faith in God. In those days, we used to sing this song. Mo gbagbo, mo gba Jesu bo. Mo gba Jesu lolugbala, mo gba Jesu loba. Mo gbagbo, mo gba Jesu bo. Mo gba Jesu lolugbala, mo gba Jesu loba. Those that were not yet praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I stop here, I've overpreached. But I'll give you one more and we'll close. Ways to answer prayers during prayer and fasting, number 8, is to be a giver. Isaiah 58, verse 7. Fasting must go with giving. When you are fasting, you don't only fast and pray, fast and pray. You must give. Now look at this. Is it not to deal with, or let's start from 6 so that they know I'm talking about fasting. Please. Please. Thank you, Lord. Is not this the fast that I've chosen? So we are talking about fasting. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. That's the only one people look at. But we'll go to verse 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? That is, when you are fasting, look for the hungry. Look for those that you can be a blessing to. You don't necessarily have to be hungry though. But if you have hungry around you, why not? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house or to thy church or anywhere and be a blessing to them. When thou seest the naked, during your fasting, when thou seest the naked, thou shalt cover him. And thou shalt hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Every man fasting must be a man or woman that has given to it. Proverbs 11, verse 25 and 26. 24 and 25, beg your pardon. There's he that scattereth, a liberal soul. 24, from 24, there's he that scattereth and yet increased, that there's he that withholdeth more than his need, yet attendeth to penury. Verse 25 says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11, 24, 25. Liberality is part of fasting. That's why you see our friends in the other side, when they are fasting, they'll be sharing milk, they'll be sharing things, they'll be sharing things to people. They will be doing a lot of sadaka. They will be blessing people. That time you see a lot of people on. Christians don't do it. They are just fasting, praying, fasting, praying, fasting. They don't know their pocket must feel that they are fasting because they must give out to people. Look for avenues to be a blessing. Find out, is there anybody I can help during this fast? Is there anybody I can pay school fees? Is there anything I can do? And you must do it with humility, not that you come and say, can I solve your problem? If you come like that, nobody will answer you. Because we don't have any problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This church has never borrowed. we live within what God has given to us without pressure on members. This program now is denied. We have not raised any money from anybody. And it's not likely that money will be raised. Because it's not we are not into raise this, raise that, raise this, raise that. For what? But we are letting you know. We don't need to say it. You are the one that we know. I'm fasting. A seed must go with it. This must go with it. A blessing must go with it to somebody. That is matured Christianity. It's not only praying, 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 praying. Oh, that's not how it works. There are some wonderful people here. The little they can do, they are doing. And they have been blessed for it. The little you can also do, do it. And I pray, as you do that, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say a big amen. Well, the good news is, everybody here will walk in the miraculous this year. Everybody here will walk in the miraculous this year. Everybody here will walk in the miraculous this year. Everybody here will walk in the miraculous this year. Everybody here will walk in the miraculous this year. In the name of Jesus, your business will be a miracle. Your career will be a miracle. Your family will be a miracle. Your health will be a miracle. Everything about your destiny will be a miracle. And everyone that will see you will call you blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.